It's Friday, the 5th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. This week, a high court judge issued a temporary injunction to prevent social activist Michael Amushelelo and 26 Namib Mills employees for illegally obstructing access to the company's premises and posing a risk to its operations. Ian Collett, the chief executive officer of Namib Mills.
The court case was actually brought forward due to the fact that we are being hindered on conducting our business, which we feel is a normal right for all businesses and people in Namibia. So we would just like to continue with what we are doing. And the court then will have to decide on this matter that we can do our business without any hindrance from any party. We supply in the region of 15,000 tons a month product into Namibia. The only thing that we can say is that we have been supplying this country for over 40 years. And I think our reputation in this regard is in the history.
Action SA celebrates the belated departure of South Africa's National Assembly Speaker, urging for accountability post-ANC regime, says leader Herman Mashaba, highlighting it is a crucial step towards swift prosecution. Local political analyst Ndumba Kamonya provides insights into Namibian leadership, corruption and resignations.
Hopefully that case will be also a learning opportunity for our people here in Namibia, more in particular people in a high position. I think let's take that as an opportunity and learn from it, how we deal with our issues if we are implicated in some scandals.
Information and Communication Technology Minister Emma Teofilis has conveyed enthusiasm regarding Namibia's forthcoming embrace of 5G technology. She emphasized Namibia's long-standing commitment to technological advancement within the SADC region, citing the nation's pioneering launches of 3 and 4G networks in the past.
So this trial is such an important one because 5G technology is just, imagine an upgrade. Imagine you have iPhone 8. And then iPhone X comes out, iPhone 11, iPhone 12. And that's how we try to explain to people that it's just an upgrade of the technology so that it's faster, it's able to handle bigger capacity.
South Africa's Union Federation, SAFTU, expressed deep concern over the escalating corruption crises, citing the recent Corruption Perception Index report. According to the latest findings, corruption levels have remained alarmingly high for 12 consecutive years, with over 2,000 complaints lodged last year alone across various sectors, including mining, policing and business. SAFTU spokesperson Trevor Shaku highlights the pervasive nature of corruption, ranging from illicit mining activities to bribery within law enforcement, posing a significant threat to socioeconomic stability. Shaku underscored the urgent need for decisive action to rebuild public trust in governance and institutions. British billionaire Joe Lewis, whose family trust owns Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, has avoided jail term after pleading guilty to insider trading. But a judge in New York fined the 87-year-old $5 million and gave him 3 years probation, as William Denslow reports.
In January, he pleaded guilty to charges of securities fraud and conspiracy. The 87-year-old billionaire faced the prospect of up to 45 years in prison, but prosecutors called for leniency, citing his age and health. The judge said the crimes were without doubt serious, but ruled that his circumstances didn't warrant time behind bars. William Denslow, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.